Tony Leon spent a lot of time with Cyril Ramaphosa in the early 1990s, when both were helping to draft South Africa's first democratic constitution. He says he respected the current president as a principled, highly intelligent man. But Leon's disappointed with Ramaphosa's present-day leadership.
In this book, I ask, actually, what is Cyril Ramaphosa's vision? He's a bit of this and a bit of that. He gets a lot of kudos from the business community, not for having created any new opportunities, but for having amassed a great deal of wealth through a range of policies of which he's been the most perhaps conspicuous beneficiary in this country.
Leon points out that Ramaphosa's a former trade unionist and Communist Party leader, yet is considered to be pro-business. That, says Leon, is despite the president pushing socialist and populist policies, such as his support for expropriation of land for state use without compensating owners.
And then, of course, he's also hemmed in, and this is a point that's made by many people, by enormous internal constraints and divisions in his own party.
The ANC remains divided between members who continue to support the allegedly corrupt former president Jacob Zuma and those who back Ramaphosa, who's considered a reformist. But Leon questions what Ramaphosa is actually trying to reform. Because, says the Democrat, all the president seems to do is set up commission of inquiry after commission of inquiry that end up going nowhere. Good leaders are people of action, says Leon.
We haven't seen that with Cyril Ramaphosa, so I think there's a personal ambivalence about him. I think there's a political weakness that we've seen evident.
Leon believes the president knows exactly what needs to be done to strengthen South Africa's ailing economy, such as privatizing certain state enterprises. But he adds, Ramaphosa isn't brave enough to risk his leadership by alienating some senior colleagues.
We've been avoiding the hard choices and the tough decisions for far too long, and the consequence of that avoidance is now in plain sight. We're on the eve of a debt trap. We've got a fiscal cliff that we really start to plunge over, and we've got a population that is not vaccinated, that is not at work, a great deal of them, and that is very, very fragile in terms of the so-called social compact that we thought we'd established in this country some decades back.
Leon says the government abused the power given it a year ago when it announced a lockdown because of COVID-19.
A lot of decisions were made based on imperfect information and with much urgency. So I think, you know, on that basis, one can't be too critical. Where you can be exceptionally critical is how almost the excuse of the national lockdown became the playground for state control freaks who decided that every problem was a nail and they had the state hammer and they would nail it down. And that's done huge damage.
Leon says, although, for example, Ramaphosa spoke out against security force assaults on citizens who were allegedly breaking lockdown rules, he failed to stop his police minister from supporting the brutality. The ANC issued a statement dismissing Leon's book as the ramblings of someone who's no longer relevant to politics in South Africa. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.